On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A distraught father whose child is presumed drowned at a beach near Umzumbe on the south coast says he just wants his son's body back. 15-year-old Arman Khan has been missing since Saturday. He was part of a group believed to have been caught up in rip currents. Khan's uncle Asif died trying to save him. Police say a third victim was rushed to hospital. They say the search for Arman's body is still ongoing. The boy's father, Salim Adam, says they were simply enjoying a family outing when the tragedy occurred. He says his son was an avid cricketer.
If you can see anything, please maybe notify me. And then I just wish to retrieve his body. Just to have his body so Islamically we can do our last rites and move on.
He says his brother-in-law, Asif, was a hero. The Metro cop was laid to rest on Sunday. Tiger Brands has agreed to pay out the first victims of the listeriosis outbreak. More than 200 people died and hundreds more fell ill between 2017 and 2018. Officials traced the outbreak to a Tiger Brands plant in Polokwane. A class action is to determine liability is in its first stages. The company says it will provide advance compensation to certain claimants with urgent medical needs while the suit continues. The National Institute for Communicable Diseases has also agreed to provide records to assist in the case. A bomb has exploded in the lobby of an apartment building in Moscow, killing at least one person and injuring others. It's thought to have been targeting a pro-Russian paramilitary leader from eastern Ukraine. Russian state media says Armen Sakisyan was among those wounded and claims the explosion had been an assassination attempt. And finally, it was a history-making night at the Grammys. Debbie Rigard looks back at the evening. For Sky News.
And the Grammy goes to Cowboy Carter.
Beyonce has made history at this year's Grammys, not only winning Album of the Year, but also becoming the first black woman to win Country Album of the Year. Meanwhile, Kendrick Lamar dominated the night, winning both Song and Record of the Year for his much-talked-about diss track, Not Like Us. He praised the response of emergency services to the recent wildfires in his hometown of L.A.
This is my neck of the woods that's held me down since a young pup. I can't give enough thanks to these places that I rolled around since high school.
And Charlie XCX scored her first Grammys following her album, Brat.
The top story, a distraught father whose child is presumed drowned at a beach on the south coast says he just wants his son's body back. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.